In just under 3 weeks' time, tennis alongside football will be dominating our TV screens, and I'm sure once again it will inspire both young and old to pick up their racket and get out on the court. But did you realise that from this Saturday, a whole host of international tennis players arrive on our doorstep at Ilkley Lawn Tennis and Squash Club, to be precise, for the Fusion 100 Ilkley Trophy? Here's Club General Manager and Tournament Director, Charlie Maunder.
This is our fourth year, so 3 years as previously known the Aegon Trophy, and this year we've changed a fantastic sport by Fusion 100, Coco Fusion, and started to build. Each year it gets bigger and bigger and more players, and we come up with quirky ideas to do crazy things and to stretch the imagination to give a great experience to, you know, the players, the people that come down and watch, the ball kids and everything. So it's a superb event.
How important is it for you as the manager of the club and the club itself to be hosting such a prestigious event for the area and for Yorkshire?
Yeah, it's fantastic. When you sat here and you're looking up at the Cow and Calf, it's a beautiful venue. The club's got a huge amount of history dating back to 1880, and for years and years the dream was to have this sort of event here, and for years it was just a dream, and became reality in 2015, and we've gone on from there, and we're now in our fourth year. We've signed a 10-year deal to keep it here, and yeah, it's really exciting.
For people who haven't been before, obviously it's very exciting, and it's almost Yorkshire's answer to Wimbledon, is it not?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, it has a little bit of romance that it's the last grass court event before Wimbledon, so it's the last opportunity for people, apart from Wimbledon qualies, to get on grass and play, and there's also that little bit that the winner potentially could pick up a direct wildcard into Wimbledon, so it always adds to the excitement.
As Tournament Assistant Director and Tennis Manager of Ilkley Lawn Tennis and Squash Club, Alan Cutts, you must be looking forward to it.
Yeah, I always am. I mean, we've got a massive membership and they get a chance to come and watch some world-class tennis right on their doorstep. So it's always fantastic. And we have 500 or 600 juniors who train with us. So it's great for them to get a chance to see this. So it's sort of the pinnacle of our year.
It is incredibly special, isn't it, that you could go to a prestigious tournament like Wimbledon, but obviously here on people's doorsteps, you can get up to that real high standard of tennis.
I think for anyone who's been to Wimbledon, maybe just wandered around the outdoor courts, it's a bit like just wandering around the outdoor courts of Wimbledon. You get really close, you know, we're going to be within metres of the players, you can sort of feel the power and how well the players play. So I think it's on that level, it's exceptional.
And with regards to some of the names who are turning up,
Bernard Tomic has made an entry. Whether he'll come or whether he'll get a wild card to another event, I don't know.
And what about the ladies' tournament?
We've got a really strong field, top three or top 100 players. Our second seed, Belinda Bedic, beat Serena Williams first round of the Australian Open earlier in the year, so I think that kind of sets the standard. And there is one other potential ladies' wild card that I'll get shot by my manager if I mention. The special thing that I hear, I spend a lot of time with the players during the event and get their side of things. And because we have 150 volunteers, we have all the club staff, it's not run by outside, it's run by the club itself. The players feel very homely. It's like a nice, warm welcome tennis tournament, although it's serious when they get on the court. So the players are always very happy with how friendly the event is. And I think we are potentially on for winning an award for one of the most friendly tournaments in the ATP calendar. So that's cool.
Now, with such a tournament in town, preparation is key. So head groundsman Richard Lord, you've been feeling the pressure?
It is a little bit, yeah, but it's what you thrive on, being a groundsman for the years I've been. Everybody asks me if I'm stressed or panicked, and my usual response is, it's grass, it'll grow. And it does, but, you know, we've been a bit unfortunate this year. It's been very dry in the spring and it's very wet in the winter, so we're not quite getting the rub of the green. But main challenges this year have been watering, having to come in, long days watering, weekends watering. It's just been that dry for us for once.
And with regards to keeping the courts in tip-top condition, is it a real specialist grass turf that you have to lay down, or how often do you have to cut it, that kind of thing?
During the tournament we'll cut every day, every morning, and then white line every morning. General throughout the year, normal play three times a week. Everybody tells me their grass is growing like crazy at home, but ours is a dwarf perennial ryegrass, so it's not designed to grow too long and designed to be cut at certain lengths. So we try to get it down to about 8 millimetres for play during the tournament.
It's not just a playing surface, though, that needs preparation. As assistant general manager of Ilkley Lawn Tennis and Squash Club, Lucy Steer explains.
It is a huge challenge. I mean, there are so many little aspects to it and so many big ones, the courts obviously being one of them, and getting all of those ready and just getting all of the... As you see them at the moment, they don't have all of the canvases up and things, and then obviously we don't have the stands here yet because they come next week. So there's lots of huge things to happen, but there's lots and lots of little things and loads of details, and like you say about the handrails being sanded down and then they'll be revarnished, and loads of things that people probably won't pick up on, but we know, and it just adds to the overall, you know, sort of perfection that we're aiming for.
The Fusion 100 Ilkley Trophy gets underway this Saturday. For tickets, you can head to the club's website, which is iltsc.co.uk, and the final word must go to General Manager Charlie Maunder once more. What does the future hold for the tournament?
We will make it the best that it can be, add different innovations and experiences in, and change different bits each year just to make it different. I'm all about making it a standard blueprint, but when you arrive each year, there's just a bit of surprise, and there's an element of, oh wow, the detail that we go into. Nothing that you see happens by accident, it's all by design. So even though some people think it just pops up on the first Friday, but it doesn't, trust me. So we'll see, we just look at making it as good as we can.